Coast Guard Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebaugh is traveling to major coastal communities in Alaska this week, Kotzebue, Barrow, Dutch Harbor, and today he was in Nome, explaining how the Coast Guard will implement the United States Coast Guard Arctic Strategy that was just released this month. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
90 billion barrels of undiscovered oil reserves and an estimated 30% of the world's undiscovered natural gas lies in the circumarctic region. With a polar ice cap 40% smaller than it was 35 years ago, the Bering Strait will become a major marine highway. 1 million adventure tourists are expected in the Arctic just this year. Things are changing. With growing traffic, development, and tourism, Coast Guard Admiral Thomas Ostebaugh today explained how the United States Arctic Strategy pertains to the city of Nome and the Bering Strait region. The major point Admiral Ostebaugh made today is that Nome and other coastal communities in northwest Alaska will see a much larger Coast Guard presence this summer.
You're going to see our helicopters in and out of here. You're going to see our C-130s in and out of here. You're going to see Polar Star, Weishi, and Healy offshore, and you're going to have a really cool, the thing I'm most excited about is bringing that 110 up here.
The 110 is a 110-foot cutter, the Mustang. It will operate out of Port Clarence, 70 miles northwest of Nome, patrolling waters while the crew tests and checks out the infrastructure in the Bering Strait region. The last time there was Coast Guard presence in this area was during the Gold Rush more than 100 years ago. And the reason for the added resources and presence is in direct response to the U.S. Arctic Strategy that Admiral Papp released last week. The document guides Admiral Ostebaugh's work this summer and will guide the Coast Guard's efforts for the next 10 years.
In here, it doesn't say that we're going to do this on September 1st and this on July 15th or whatever. It doesn't say that there's going to be this many millions or billions of dollars put in here. But what it does say, clearly, is that the United States is an Arctic nation. The nation recognizes that. Our president recognizes that. Our Congress recognizes that. And we can no longer ignore or no longer allow things to move along without U.S. involvement.
And last year, the Coast Guard selected Barrow as a forward operating location, placing two Jayhawk helicopters at Alaska's northernmost city. This summer, the Coast Guard moves those resources to Kotzebue to focus more on the Bering Strait.
The way I look at the Arctic geopolitically, strategically, and from a transportation perspective, the Bering Strait is a key strait. It's a key part of the Arctic because everything that goes in and out of there has to go through there. Well, as I said earlier, we have a small portion of territory in the Arctic compared to some of the other nations. We have a very key piece of territory in the Bering Strait.
After his presentation, Admiral Ostebaugh fielded questions this morning at the Nome City Hall. The former Fish and Game Area Manager and biologist Charlie Lean made a pitch for better fisheries support. And Lean wears many hats in the community. Involved in the local emergency planning committee, he also asked for better interface with the local emergency services. With traffic increasing 118% in the Bering Strait in the past 5 years, Lean says there is expertise in Nome that can be tapped by the Coast Guard. If there's an incident, the knowledge known by area residents is crucial.
Nome is the go-to place for even the Yukon Delta communities. You know, when they have an emergency, they call us to figure out what to do. And the truth is that we can respond far more quickly than Anchorage or further south. So I think that we have expertise and contacts in the region that the federal agencies will never have.
Lean says he's always happy when Admiral Ostebaugh visits Nome because so much is happening in this region. He says the hub communities on the coast in northern Alaska will need to work together with the Coast Guard in response to incidents that may happen in our waters. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.